On Monday, September 20th, 2010, it's news time in Oroville. Some announcements of current interest and some highlights from the story of bamboo. First, a look at today's weather. It's hot, it's humid, temperature range 26 to 31 degrees Celsius, winds southeasterly at 14 kilometers per hour, and a 20% chance of rainfall and thunderstorms for today. The Third World Bamboo Day was recognized on Saturday as Oroville joined the celebration of this day round the world with participation from bamboo enthusiasts, practitioners, researchers, students, and children. Here's Jesse expressing the why and wherefore of this versatile substance we know as bamboo.
This is now the Third World Bamboo Day. We're here to celebrate bamboo. We're trying to raise awareness for bamboo as a material for doing many things in life. You say, why bamboo? Why is bamboo such? Thank you. Why is bamboo something worthy of its own day? Well, it's a good question. I asked myself that a little while ago, and in the process leading up to this moment now, I've had a couple of good answers. One is bamboo can create fabric as good as cotton, if not better, if you're, depending on your experience. You can create fabric just as good as cotton. But when you use bamboo, you use much less land, much less water. It's far more sustainable. It uses much less pesticides and chemicals. So essentially, you can replace an enormously wasteful material with a very efficient material. So part of the purpose of today is to encourage the world through you, the people receiving this message directly, to begin to consider bamboo as an alternative to all the other materials that it can replace. You can eat bamboo, you can drink it, you can build things out of bamboo, you can make furniture, bicycles, you can make soap, you can make filters out of bamboo, you can even make fabric, just like cotton. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, they take bamboo, they make it into fiber, pulp, and then they manufacture fabric. They manufacture thread, which they weave into a very comfortable, breathable, totally natural material that feels just as good, if not better, than cotton. So there you go. You can. Here I am. I'm the living proof of how versatile bamboo is. And I was just drinking out of a bamboo cup a moment ago. Earlier today, I saw a bamboo bicycle, and we're going to see that bicycle later on stage tonight.
African dance, having initially been used in sacred rituals and direct contact with Mother Nature, this dance is a cultural activity that involves rhythm, melody, form, movement, shape, line, and color. Everyone is welcome to come and feel the roots of humanity through the different rhythms, traditional and original choreographies, chants, and body expression from Africa's west coast. That's Guinea-Conakry, Mali, Guinea-Bissau, Senegal, and Burkina Faso. Classes take place on Wednesdays, 4:30 to 6 p.m., at the New Creation Dance Studio with Anisha. A couple of items for your information. First, obesity is the first and foremost nutrition-related disease. What exactly is obesity? It means an abnormal accumulation of fat in the body tissue. It's easy to treat by a diet rich in fiber, low in calories and fats, along with regular exercise. And daily brisk walking is easy, economical, enjoyable, and will do the trick if practiced regularly. And when it comes to Tetra Paks, reduction and avoidance remain the most environmentally friendly approach to using these products. It's not difficult to order milk from a local farmer or get tomato sauce in a glass jar instead of buying it in a concentrate in a Tetra Pak, or to buy a kilo of oranges and squeeze a fresh glass of juice instead of buying it in a Tetra Pak. These all remain the best solutions rather than purchasing items in Tetra Paks. And something to ponder from Eckhart Tolle. Take a look at all the desires that you have, the expectations, the ideas of what you think may be the perfect relationship, and you will see that the only relationship you're having is with an idea in your head instead of the being that is right there in front of you. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Malenka on microphone, in studio Andrea and Yahalom and Miriam. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.